going to turn in the scriptures this afternoon to Psalm number 18. The book of Psalms and the 18th Psalm. Psalm number 18, and we're going to read a few words or a few verses from this particular portion in the Word of God. Psalm number 18 and the verse 1. The Word of God says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills were moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered into the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. Amen. We'll end our reading here at the verse 21, knowing the Lord will bless it this afternoon for his name's sake. Let us unite together in prayer as we come to consider the word of the Lord. Let us pray that the Lord would indeed bless us, and have that message, that word, for each of our souls. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank thee for the precious word of the living God. We thank thee for the scriptures of truth. We thank thee that there is much to be found there that can comfort and encourage the soul. And we ask thee this day as we come to consider these things, and this particular psalm, that thou wilt encourage us, that thou wilt strengthen us, that thou wilt give us that word of comfort. And so, Father, we ask thee that thou wilt close us in with thyself, cast out all distractions, we pray, and may we rejoice in thy word and in thy speaking voice, we pray, in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen. Was Augustus Montague Toplady, who, while travelling through southern England, was caught in a storm. During that storm, he looked for shelter and he found it beneath a rock. And while he was sheltered there, and a time afterwards, he penned the words of the hymn, Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Many of us, if we have been out in, I suppose, the wilds, when we've been out and we have needed shelter, many of us have found that place near a rock, somewhere where the wind is kept away, somewhere where we are safe. And the rock gives shelter. The rock gives shelter. And here in our reading, the verse number 2, I want to draw your attention to it. It will be our text for this afternoon. And it simply says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. The Lord is my rock, and the Lord is the rock of his people. Throughout our lives, we can be met with hardship. David, the king of Israel, was one who was met with hardship. He was a man after God's own heart, yet he experienced suffering time and time again. In his early days, before he became the king of Israel, he was pursued by Saul out of jealousy. And Saul sought to kill David, and David, as a result, spent time amongst the mountains and the rocks of Judea. He found a safe abode there for himself and for his men. The Bible tells us that Saul also and his men went to seek him, 1 Samuel 23:25. And they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock. And when David penned this particular psalm, certainly there is that spiritual application of the thought of dwelling in the caves and in the rocks of Judea. He says, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my place of safety. In 2 Samuel 22, the verse 1 and 2, it says, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul, and he said, the Lord is my rock. Words found in our text. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. And spiritually, we can experience times of hardship, but the Lord is the rock, the place of safety for his people. And the illustration of the Lord being like a rock to his people is something that is found not only here in this psalm, but throughout the psalms themselves and throughout the Old Testament and into the New Testament. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, the Lord is referred to by Moses as a rock. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. The Lord is the rock. Psalm 62, verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. The following verse, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And if we move to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10, the verse 4. It says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. The rock was Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ certainly is the rock of his people, the rock of our salvation. The people of God then can rejoice. Why? Because their God is like a rock to them, sure and steadfast, though it can happen time and time again, that we can turn our eyes off Christ and we can look upon the world for safety and for refuge. Time and time again, perhaps we can turn to the world and we can look for strength and from help from them. In Psalm 20, the verse 7, it says that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And there are those who trust in horses and chariots. The strength of the world is seen in those things. But the psalmist says here, the confidence of the church is not in chariots and not in horses. But it says, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Our confidence, our strength, our rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in the things of this world, but in Christ. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, the verse 18, the word of God says, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And how sad it is when things like that happen. The Lord's people, in the Old Testament scriptures, there are many occasions in which that verse could apply to them. The rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. As we come to consider this particular verse today, I trust that the Lord will guide and speak to you as we consider it, that you will see the great dependence that we have upon the rock. You will not be unmindful of the rock of your salvation. I want you to notice, firstly, concerning our rock, that our rock has stability. Our rock has stability. As men, we experience change. Our ways, our heart, our minds are all subject to change. We are not stable beings. Day by day, we change. We change our attitudes to things. We change in how we view situations. We are not unchangeable like the God of heaven. But day by day, we change. And the whole theme of this verse, however, is not one of change, but it is one of stability. The Lord never changes. The Shorty Catechism tells us that the Lord is unchangeable. The Lord is unchangeable. And I want you to notice the Hebrew word here for rock, Selah, in verse number 2. And that particular Hebrew word that is translated in the English here as rock can refer not only to a rock, but to a fortress, or to a stronghold, something that is secure, something that is immovable, something that has stability. A number of years ago, I travelled to Israel, and down by the Dead Sea, there are a number of mountains overlooking that part of Israel. And in one of those mountains, the Romans built a fortress called Masada. It was a fortress that is hard to access. And nowadays, there is a cable car which makes it easy for those who don't want the steep hike up in the heat to see Masada. And of course, well, my whole tour group, they used the cable car, and there wasn't time for me to walk up, even though I wanted to. But we took the cable car up, and it was a vast fortress upon the top of this mountain. And while it is old, while it was built by the Romans, much of it is still standing. Much of it in near enough its original shape, despite being many, many years old. And that comes to mind, that particular thought, when we consider this. Something that is stable. Something that is unmovable. Something that is like a fortress. And the word fortress is used in the text there as well. And so the picture of the rock that we can take out of this verse is one that is immense. One that is stable, one that cannot be moved by the hands of man, something that has a firm foundation. And the Lord is the rock that is higher than us. The Lord is the one who cannot be changed by the hands of man. The Lord is the one who is unchangeable. In Psalm 61 verse 2, the psalmist says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And the Lord is the rock upon which his church is founded. We are not built upon the sand. We are not built upon the ideas and the philosophies of men. The church of Christ is built upon the rock Christ Jesus. I want you to turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 16. This is a passage that I suppose we could say is somewhat controversial in certain circles. Matthew chapter 16. And the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 17 says, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I suppose, to cut the long story short, we will say that Peter was but the stone or the pebble, and Christ Jesus is the rock. "That thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," and the Lord Jesus Christ is the rock. The church is built on him and not a mere man or individual. And because the church is built on Christ, it has a sure foundation. Because the church is built on the solid rock, the stable rock, the enemies of the gospel will not prevail. It was one of the Scottish preachers, Hugh Bynning, who said, "Hast thou not heard and considered this? That the Almighty faints not and wearies not. He holds forth himself in such a name to his people, a ready, all-sufficient, perpetual, and enduring refuge to all that trust in him and fly unto him as a rock higher than they." The Lord is a rock higher than us, all-sufficient. He is an enduring refuge. He is a stable refuge for us. The words of Hebrews 13 verse 8 certainly come to mind. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi 3 verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." The Lord is that unchangeable, that secure rock for his people. He is our rock. A rock that will not change. Many today try and change the rock. They try and change what the scriptures teach concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. They pick and choose what parts of the Bible that they ought to believe, what parts of the Bible ought to be left out. And they try and chip away, as it were, at the rock upon whom we are built as Christians and as the Church of Christ. The Lord is unchangeable. The Lord, as our rock, cannot be changed or altered by men. The message of the gospel that was sufficient in the days of the apostles is the same message that is sufficient today. God has not changed. Men may have changed, but he is unchangeable. But many Christians today are buffeted by the storms of life because they have forsaken their rock. They do not trust in the rock like once they did, the place of stability, the place of security. They look to the world for help and they fail to turn to the one who is their rock. In 1 Samuel 2, verse 2, the word of God says, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Neither is there any rock like our God. Come on, can you say that today? That there is no rock like our God. He is the place of refuge and safety. There was a Welsh lady many years ago. When she lay down, she was visited by her minister. He said to her, and it was C.H. Spurgeon who related this particular account, he says, "Sister, are you sinking?" And she didn't answer. She just looked at him. And he repeated the question, "Sister, are you sinking?" She looked at him again as if she could not believe what he was asking. And at last she rose a little in her bed and she said, "Sinking, sinking. Did you ever know a sinner to sink through a rock? If I had been standing on the sand, I might sink. But thank God," she said, "I'm on the rock of ages and there's no sinking there." The rock that we are built on, the rock of our salvation, is a rock that is stable, a rock that is secure. But I want you to notice, secondly, here that our rock is not only a rock that is stable, but a rock that has strength. A rock that has strength. The Lord is the one who gives strength to his people. Notice in verse 2 it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust?" The word is strength here is a Hebrew word which is translated in other places as rock. As rock. The Lord, our rock, is one who has strength. Notice verse 31 of Psalm 18. "For who is God save the Lord? Or who is our rock save our God?" In Psalm 62, in the verse 7, we've already mentioned that verse. "In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength." The rock of my strength. The rock of my strength. And the Lord, as our rock, is one who gives strength. In Psalm 29, verse 11, the psalmist says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people." And as the people of God, we need strength. Time and time again in the situations of life, we need the strength that the Lord can give us. Not the strength of men. Many have went out on their own strength, thinking that they can serve the Lord, thinking that they can do great things, but they've fallen short. They have went on their strength. But as the Church of Christ, we must always be not going forth on our own strengths and our own abilities, but we must rely upon the Lord. He is our strength. He is our strength. I want you to turn over to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We consider this particular passage this morning in Port Lincoln. Ephesians chapter 6 and in the verse number 10. The Apostle Paul is drawing his epistle to the church at Ephesus to a close. And he gives a final charge to the brethren in that congregation. And he warns them of the great spiritual conflict that is taking place. And he tells them to put on the whole armor of God. But verse 10 he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." He then speaks about the wiles or the deceit of the devil. He speaks about principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. He tells them to put on the whole armour of God that they may withstand in the evil day, but that it be strong in the Lord. They needed the strength of the Lord. And for us, in this day and generation, or whatever day and generation we may live in, we need the strength of our rock. We cannot go forth into the battle alone. The strength of the Lord makes the difference. When we consider the men of old in the Old Testament, great men who did many great things, we will say. But there were those who were unsure, those who were uncertain on some occasions. There was Gideon. His army was small enough, but it was cut down to 300, all in the plan of God. And when they blew their trumpets, when they faced the enemy, it wasn't their strength, it was the strength of the Lord. David, who went out to face Goliath, did not go out on his own strength. A young lad facing a giant. A young lad with a sling and a stone facing a man who was covered in armor with weapons of war in his hands. He went forth not in his strength, on the strength of the Lord. And the young lad slew the great soldier through the power of God. The strength of the Lord makes the difference. In Philippians 4, the verse 13, there's a verse there that should be dear to the people of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Our strength comes from our rock, comes from the Lord, and we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. Whatever situation we may face, whatever we must do in life, whether it is serving the Lord, whether it's the difficulty that needs to be faced, we can do all things through Christ. We need His strength, the strength of our rock. Then I want you to notice, thirdly here, not only is our rock stable, not only does our rock give strength, but our rock gives shelter as well. It gives shelter. The hymn writer said, O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. And Christ, our rock, is the shelter in the time of storm. We mentioned Toplady, who looked for shelter in the storm and found it beneath the rock. And there is shelter here. This whole psalm, or this particular verse, concerns the safety and shelter that the Lord provided for David. The rock was the stronghold, the fortress, those terms are used. He was safe, he was secure, he was protected. When one is in a fortress, it is very difficult to get one out of the fortress. They're in the fortress, they're safe. There's a refuge there. Place of safety that is not easy for man to come and to break down. The Lord is our defense. He is our deliverer. He is our buckler, the horn of my salvation, verse 2, and my high tower. And the terms used here emphasize that the Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our defense. He is our protection in times of trouble. There are many illustrations in the Word of God that refer to this. Daniel, who was in the lion's den, he prayed to the Lord three times a day instead of to the king. He was cast into the lion's den, but God delivered his servant. Again, in the book of Daniel, the three Hebrew men, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, were cast into the fiery furnace. But God stepped in. He was their defense. He was their rock. He was their shelter. And while those who were casting them in burnt to their deaths, they were delivered. The Lord was their shelter. The Lord was their shelter. Turn with me to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Our help comes from the Lord. He is our shelter. Verse 5, he is our keeper. But notice what it says. Verse 3, verse 4. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. We rely upon a God who does not slumber, who does not sleep. When we rely upon men, men will slumber. Men will tire. Men will fall asleep. Men need their sleep. Certainly sometimes. But our God is one who does not sleep. One who is always there for his people. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. A psalm of preservation, a psalm of protection. The Lord who does not slumber nor sleep. Our rock provides refuge for us. The Lord helps us. One who does not slumber nor sleep. How great it is to know that we rely upon Him. In Psalm 62 verse 2, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, the only one we need to rely upon. Men will fail us. Friends will forsake us. But the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. He only is my rock. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. And as we consider this particular psalm and this verse, there is that encouragement for us that when we rest upon the Lord as our Savior and as our rock, we can come and rest with a great knowledge that we are secure, that we are protected, that we are given the strength that we need. But in closing, I want you to consider Deuteronomy chapter 32 and the verse 31. The Word of God says, "Therefore their rock is not as our rock." Their rock is not as our rock. The enemies of God's people, they may have had their rocks to lean upon and to stand on. But the Word of God says that their rocks are not as our rock. They are different than the God of heaven. The one who is all things to us. The enemies of God's people had a rock. But their rock could not compare to the rock of God's people. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 7. The Lord Jesus Christ is giving his sermon on the mount. He's coming to the end of that sermon. And he tells a parable concerning two men. One was a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, verse 25, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, that those who obey his teachings, those who listen and hearken unto what he taught and what the scriptures teach, are like this man who built his house upon the rock. A man who had a sure foundation. A man whose house, despite the winds and despite the rain, stood firm. Stood firm. There are times, certainly back home, when the wind comes and the rain comes and you're wondering what kind of foundation the house that you're sitting in is built on. Because it almost shakes, you feel the windows shudder and you wonder what's going to happen. But here, the house that was founded a sure foundation stood firm. And those whose lives are founded upon Christ, those who obey the teachings of the Savior and are built upon the rock, when the storms of life come, when the great storm at the end of life comes, they will stand firm. They will not be moved. But there are those, maybe one here today, and you build your house not upon the rock Christ Jesus, but upon the sand. Lord Jesus Christ calls such a man a foolish man. There's no foundation, no great strong foundation upon the sand. The wind comes, the rain comes, the sand can be washed away, the foundation disappears, and the house falls flat. And if you build your life not on Christ, the solid rock, but upon yourself, upon the ideals and philosophy of man, upon the pleasures of sin, upon what you want, then it is just like the foolish man. But I trust today that your life will be built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the rock of salvation. 2 Samuel 22:47, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the rock of my salvation. Those who are saved can rejoice because they are built upon the solid rock. But I trust if your life this day isn't built upon the solid rock, that you would consider these things. That when these storms come, being built upon the sand of this world, your house, your life will fall. Verse 27, and great was the fall of it. I trust you will hide in the rock of ages, safe and secure. Safe and secure from the storms of life. Safe and secure in the one who is the rock of our salvation. May the Lord bless his word this afternoon for his name's sake. Amen.